This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
Increasing violence around the world has had some horrific effects on almost every continent. Whether it's the Middle East, Europe, Australia, England, or North America, there appears to be a growing unrest among the nations. And this is fueling tensions with Russia and with China. Many who claim to understand these geopolitical conditions say much of it is due to the United States not leading, not offering the clarion leadership necessary for stabilizing the optional solutions of these threatening issues that face the world today. Growing international perception is America is just too bogged down with its own domestic problems, too enmeshed in the quagmire of political gridlock, social engineering, and its own economic challenges. But is this true? Does the United States really think it can stay out of the international arena and not expect to contribute to the global vulnerability of more tragedy? Or is there something we're missing? Is there something more than what meets the eye that's driving the United States to pull back from supporting the world from aggression? Could it be she's in decline? Could it be? Stay with us as we explore these questions on today's program.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Bill Watson.
Well, hello, and again, welcome to another international telecast of the Armor of God. It is good to be with all of you once again. You know, at the beginning of the program here, we attempted to try to show you a variety of things around the world that certainly do illustrate, and I think all of us are agreed on this, is that the world that we're living in is becoming more dangerous day by day. There are some very perilous conditions and circumstances beginning to develop and intensify. But you know, as a result of this, a legitimate debate has emerged onto the world scene, a debate that many have begun to discuss, whether they're political pundits, whether they are just commentators off of news networks or things that you've been reading on the internet, of whether or not, and here's the question and the debate, of whether or not the United States of America is indeed, and in fact, in decline. Because, you see, there's a camp on one side of the fence that says, you know what, the United States, it is over. It's just a matter of time. The best days of America are behind her. There's no way that they're going to recover out of the muck that they find themselves in, the quagmire that America currently is in. Many are saying it's a matter of time before the lights go out and the door gets closed. At best, she will reduce and debase down to a third world power. Well, on the other hand, the ones that take a position against the doom and gloomers say, no. America's best days are still out ahead of her. Why, with the untapped resources that we have, whether it be natural gas, whether it be oil, whether it's the intelligentsia that's in this country or the technology that we have at our fingertips to use, why, America's best days, America exceptionalism, hasn't even been achieved yet, as far as some are concerned. And my question to you today, and what I'd like to really explore today, is what do you think? That's right. What are your observations in all of this? What is it that you see the evidence telling you? Is it true? America in decline? Or isn't it true? I wanted to also kind of explore this question when it came up to me and I started thinking about it. So you know what I did? I started investigating. I started investigating some evidence. I started investigating areas of crime. I started investigating areas of the military, of the economy. Even our political leaders, I started investigating certain categories to see if indeed, if in fact, there were trends that one could observe and by that evidence be able to determine from that knowledge an understanding that could cut clear through this debate and that I could come to a plain opinion about whether or not America is indeed in decline or whether she's not in decline. And so today, I want to kind of explore some of these categories with you. I want to take some time and explore some of the evidence that I uncovered to share with you so that you can be informed, because knowledge does empower, does it not, my friends? And help you to better understand maybe the opinion you should have or validate what you are indeed seeing or perhaps cause you to question what you think you're seeing. But before I do, let me interrupt myself, as we normally do here on the program, to present to you our free offers. That's right, our free offers. I want to emphasize that. They are indeed free, and you can dial that 888 number at 578-8791 and ask the operator for these three items that we have for today's program. Now, one of them is a piece of literature that is very, very concise. It is laser beam sharp on a topic that I believe you really do need to get information on, and that is what is driving the trends in the United States. Do you know? There is one major trend that is driving the United States, and this particular reprint article titled America's Greatest Sin will help you to understand what that item is that is driving the trends in the United States. Certainly, we don't want to oversimplify it, but this certainly does underscore why these trends are indeed going in the direction they're going in. Two other offers, 2 hours of presentations, 1 hour titled America's Disturbing Future, given before a live audience, a one-hour presentation that will help augment what we're talking about today, along with the prophetic significance of modern Israel, focused on that little nation, that Israeli-Jewish nation over there in Palestine, but again, adding a different dimension, another element to the consideration of this particular subject that will give you a better comprehension of what we're talking about today and hopefully enhance your insight to better come to the understanding of what you're really and truly seeing. Dial now 888-578-8791 and get these three free offers along with the website, by the way. And don't forget, take some time there. Take a look at additional material we have there for your enjoyment and perusal, because they will guarantee they will benefit you in your relationship with our Father and Jesus Christ. And also one real quick comment on a special feature that we have regarding webcasting. That's right. Every Saturday, you can get the times posted on our homepage there. Go to the homepage, hit on the link, and you will find there what time you can go ahead and rendezvous to experience a live telecast. That's what webcasting is, by the way. A live telecast by a speaker there covering some kind of biblical topic or perhaps current event topic for your edification to help you be more informed and better equipped in handling today's conditions. So one more time now, my friends, 888-578-8791 for the three free offers that we have, as well as that website there for your benefit and additional edification. Now, we have been talking about the decline of the United States. Is it true or isn't it? That is the question on today's program that I want to talk about. Because you see, if indeed the United States is in fact in decline, then we have a concern, I would think. Many of us, if we think this through, would tumble to this. And that is, if America is in fact in decline, then the time is coming when the world will be without the United States. And that brings up another question, does it not? Of course. What would the world be without the United States of America? And that is a very legitimate question. Okay, so if you believe that the United States is not in decline, or if you believe it is in decline, I want to take you through some pieces of evidence that I hope will help you to better understand whether or not you are indeed seeing correctly that it is in decline, or on this side, you are indeed seeing correctly it's not in decline. Let's take the first category, the category of trade. That's right, trade. America is running a trade deficit currently. She is running and has been running a trade deficit, believe it or not, since 1983. That's right. Since 1983, there has not been a trade surplus. But let's go back to 1950. 1950 through 2013, that is December 31st, 2013, the average trade deficit of the United States of America, $12.5 billion. The trade deficit of June 2014, are you ready for this? $41.5 billion. Three times the average from 1950 through 2013. Let's take, for instance, the value of our dollar's currency. In 1913, $10, or let's say $20. Let's go to $20. $20 would buy you a certain amount of goods. My question? How much would it take today for you to buy that same $20 worth of goods and services that you could buy in 1913? You know how much? It's unbelievable. I about was shocked. I about fell out of my chair. $481. Oh, it gets better. $100 in 1913 value would require now $2,400. $1,000 in 1913 to have the same purchasing power, $24,000. $100,000 in 1913, if you were a rather rich guy, $100,000, you had $100,000 in your pocket in 1913, $2.4 million would be required today to match that $100,000 value in 1913. If you were a millionaire in 1913, do you know what it would take now, today, in 2014, for you to match $1 million in 1913? Are you ready? $24 million would have to be obtained or in your hands in order for you to be able to match that particular same amount. Now let's go to crime. How about crime in this particular case? Crime is an interesting thing because the good news is, crime has dropped 5.4% overall to date. However, the bad news? Violent crime is up 22%. All assaults show that a 22.5% increase per 1,000 people is present and current. Oh, and it gets better, my friends. It gets better. Let me take you to the FBI's website. Property crime. Let's just take this category for a moment. Property crime. Do you know a property crime happens every 3 seconds in the United States? Somebody's fence gets vandalized, a house gets painted, somebody's steps get, you know, destroyed, something happens to a home, a garage window gets broken. Every 3 seconds that is occurring. A burglary occurs every 10 seconds in the United States. This is according to the FBI's .gov website. Violent crime occurs every 20 seconds. One aggravated assault occurs every 35 seconds. One robbery occurs every 60 seconds. And forcible rape occurs every 2 minutes. Now, let me take you into another category. And this category is growing by leaps and bounds due to the porosity of our southern borders and the undocumented foreign nationals, not immigrants, nationals, foreign nationals coming across our border. Listen to this. And the category? Home invasions. According to the United States Department of Justice, this is according to the DOJ, which the FBI shares, 38% of all assaults in the United States occur from home invasions. And get this one. This is very disturbing. 60% of all rapes occur from home invasions. And this is even more disturbing. One out of every five homes will experience a break-in or home invasion. That's over 2 million homes. 20%, according to the statistics in Canada. Yeah, Canada, you can't get away from this. There has been an average of 289,200 home invasions annually over the last 5 years. And statistically, there are over 8,000 home invasions every day in North America. According to the statistics of the United States, there was an average of 3,600,000 home invasions annually. Are you ready for this? From 1994 to 2000, I couldn't get a present or current statistic with that particular category in mind. So it continues. Government corruption. Let's just take that for a moment. Government corruption. How about it? What is the condition of our leaders? We'll even put their faces up on the screen for you so that you know who we're talking about. Here's Jesse Jackson Jr., a Democrat from Illinois who pleaded guilty on one count of wire and mail fraud connection with the misuse of $750,000 worth of campaign funds. Rick Renzi, Republican, Arizona, June 12, 2013, he was guilty, found guilty of 17 counts of 32, by the way, against him, including wire fraud, conspiracy, extortion, racketeering, money laundering, and making false statements to insurance realtors. How about the judicial branch? Samuel B. Kent, a Republican, of which George Bush, by the way, assigned to the bench in Galveston, Texas, he got 33 months in prison for having lied about sexually harassing two female employees. Or Thomas Portores, a Democrat, federal judge, United States District Court, Eastern District, Louisiana. He was convicted and removed from the office December 8th of 2010 on charges of bribery and lying to Congress. I could go on the legislative branch, another Democrat, a guy named Bill Jefferson, who was convicted on 11 counts of bribery, sentenced to 13 years in prison. Here's a guy also named Senator Larry Craig, who was very vocal, by the way, on President Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky. Well, he got caught in a Minneapolis airport in a homosexual act, I think, in one of the stalls back in 2007. Then you have Frank Balance, Democrat of North Carolina. He admitted to federal charges of money laundering. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Do you realize 29 members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse? 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 of them have bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have been arrested for assault. 71 of them have credit reports so bad they can't even qualify for a credit card. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. And they make $150,000 plus? 8 of them have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 of them are current defendants in lawsuits. Oh, by the way, these statistics go back to 2000. I couldn't get any current ones at this point. This goes back to 2000. At this time, there were 84 of them stopped for drunk driving at that time who claimed congressional immunity to get out from underneath the arm of the law. These things, my friends, are amazing. The military, how about the military? From the Defense Department, off of their particular website, presently has had a budget in 2010 of about $534 billion. The raw budget, I'm talking about in terms of the raw budget, in 2014 is going to be reduced to $496 billion, and in 2015 it's anticipated to reduce that from the 2010 area of $534 to $495 billion. They want to close more bases, and more bases are being closed as we speak. The military personnel right now range anywhere from 1.8 to 2.5 million. However, they are attempting to reduce certain segments of the military and armed services. Namely, for instance, here's the Army. They want to take it down from 540,000 men down to about 440,000. They want to reduce the Marines from about 202,000 to about $182,000, reducing benefits, of course, as well as their pay. And oh, by the way, did I tell you that they're currently scrapping a whole segment of fighter jets, along with they're attempting to try to decommission 14 additional warships are intending to be retired in this particular military armed service of the Navy. You tell me, what do you think? Is America in decline? These are things, my friends, that are definitely real. These are facts. This is evidence. These are things that we cannot deny. There are things that are coming down that you can have access to. I got access to this. You can get access to this to help you to better add a perspective of whether or not we are in decline or we aren't in decline. And I'm putting this question to you for you to answer as to whether or not what your observations are. Because while we're doing what we're doing, my friends, that is this nation of the United States, the Middle East is thundering along. Russia is encroaching on free sovereign nations. The United States is nowhere to be found in its arbitration role as it used to be in years gone by. There's no flexing of any muscle. There's no flexing of any kind of military prowess of any sort to gain or to try to position themselves for influence or for kickback or for setback. These are considerations, observations, all of us should make to let us know whether or not and what or not is coming down the line. What is a very disturbing factor as well, and this question does beg what you could say a very serious answer. Who's in the on-deck circle? Who in the leadership role of the United States of America is in the on-deck circle that is qualified and capable of bringing America out of this, what you could say, quagmire of what appears to be a declining position? I mean, I'll just be frank. You've got Muslims, radical Islamists, we like to call them. Political correctness does require a certain amount of identity, or at least specific identity, that are chopping the heads off of innocent people. People that are not warriors, my friends. Innocent civilians are being killed and are being destroyed in bombs and buses. You have Hamas, Hezbollah. You have the Muslim Brotherhood, and now we have ISIL or ISIS or just IS, you know, the Islamic State they want to call it. I don't know what we're calling them. I do know this. They are radical and they are brutal and they are certainly acting like a subhuman species with the way they treat human beings. And I think it's high time all of us begin to understand something. My friends, it's time to get right with God. Things are intensifying. And the fact of it is, and I think if you have eyes to see, ears to hear, you will agree, America is in decline. Let me bring your attention to something over here in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. I've already turned there. And I wanted to bring your attention to this because whether or not, because we adopt this idea that the United States of America and Great Britain are the recipients of the Abrahamic promises that were given to him back in Genesis chapter 12, that we are exclusively the recipients of those promises of wealth and prosperity. But unfortunately, the United States has been weighed in the balances and been found wanting. And in lieu of that, whether you believe that or not doesn't matter, because the fact of it is, I think we're agreed on this, that it is a historical known fact, regardless of how many people may want to try to rewrite history, that the United States of America was predicated and built on the foundation of the Old and the New Testament of this Bible, and that the fathers, the religious fathers that America was founded on, was the father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the rules and the guidelines, the statutes and laws of this country are clearly founded on the material and information in both Old and New Testament. Let me share something with you in Deuteronomy 28. And I would suggest you also read Leviticus 26 when you get a chance. That's the sister chapter of this particular book here in Deuteronomy. But it says a bunch of blessings, but then finally it goes over here and it says in verse 15, but It shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, and observe and do all his commandments and statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you. And then it proceeds to list a litany of curses. And some of those curses, my friends, are curses of which are indeed coming to fruition. It talks about the curses that it will smite us in the city. We will be cursed in the basket. In our fruit of the womb, we will be cursed. I hearken to things like abortion. The rights of an unborn child are now even skewed in some respects with illogical rationale. It talks about in verse 27, I will smite you with the botch of Egypt. We have diseases now such as SARS and the West Nile virus. We have polio coming back, HIV, the Spanish flu. All these things are coming to America and increasing in numbers, my friends. You go on and continue to read here on how this country, Israel, if indeed refused to go ahead and obey God, that they would become the tail. Look at this. He shall lend to you, talking about the Gentile. Just let me take a moment here and read this for a moment. It says here, the stranger that is within you shall get up above you, and very high they shall become prominent amongst you in your ranks. You shall come down very low. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you, overtake you, until you are destroyed. My friends, time's run out on me. You've got to get those three offers. Go ahead, dial now, 888-578-8791. Get the literature, the little piece that we advertised, America's Greatest Sin, along with the two CDs, one titled America's Disturbing Future, and the second one, The Prophetic Significance of Modern Day Israel. You really do need more information that I could not cover on today's program. Dial that number, 888-578-8791. And let me, before I sign off here, my friends, remind all of you, take the time to read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. These are the blessings and the cursing chapters that apply to America. Oh, yes, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Oh, yes, South Africa, England. Read it. Read it very, very closely, because it is a warning to us of our future.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by the Church of God International and supported by our viewers.